Welcome, everybody, to Tellington Tea Touch for You, Cellular Wisdom Decoded. We're so excited to have you here with us today from all around the world, and those of you who will be listening in through the recordings. And I'm Sandy Rakowitz. I'm here, of course, with Linda Tellington-Jones, founder of Tellington Tea Touch, and also with Eleanor Silverstein. We are so excited to bring you this next program. This is our fourth online program in the last 2 years for Tellington Tea Touch for You. And we're so happy, so grateful to have this way of reaching around the world, especially during these times. And we know you're going to love all of what we're bringing forward today and in the next 4 months. And without further ado, Linda.
Good morning. This is such a miracle that we can be together like this around the world. And I would, we have so many new people that I'm just going to give a bit of an overview. What's going on the planet right now is I believe that there are many gifts in it. And besides all of the pain that is being caused. And one of the gifts is giving us this opportunity to be still and to go inside. We ran into, even before this COVID, about 6 months ago, we have a integrative doctor, and he was giving this information that we are suffering from. Many people are suffering from nature deficit syndrome. We don't have enough connection with nature. And the reason that I bring this up, that in this program that we bring to you, what we do is, one of the things I do on Sundays is lead us into a forest and connect with nature from our whole right brain perspective of visualization. And one of the things that I'm going to just kind of do a little quick overview, and the idea of this whole concept of the cellular wisdom is to be able to connect with that wisdom within, that amazing genius in every cell in our body. And one of the ways that we connect is through this 1 1/4 circle, just moving the tissue in 1 1/4 circles. And even though more than half of you here do this a lot, whether it's with yourself or with your animals, I'd like to invite us just now just to take your hands and look at your hands. These hands we're so blessed to have them. They're miracles. And in these hands, are connections to all parts of our body, as some of you know. And what we have done with this work, what I've been led to do, is to take the different parts of the hands that we can use to actually move the tissue in 1 1/4 circles. And I'd like you to just catch the skin and move your skin in a circle and a quarter, a circle and a quarter. Now, there's something magical about that circle and a quarter, because it is this movement of the golden ratio that is in all of nature. And this concept of nature deficit syndrome that our doctor started talking about like 6 months ago, I realized this is so interesting, because over the years, in order to identify what part of our hand we were using, because I can use, like, just put my hand, and I'd like to all invite you to do this, just put your one hand on your forehead and just imagine a face of a clock on your forehead. We don't normally do that, do we? Just take the clock off the school wall that most of us had, put it right here. And you've got 6 o'clock, you know, toward the ground. Let's see if, I'm going to put it backwards. So 6, 9 is toward the right shoulder, the 12 to the top, and 3 to the left. Now, just take your hand, cup it, and 1 1/4 circles, starting at 6, and moving your skin around in 1 1/4 circles. Now, why do we do this? What we've discovered with these circles, no matter where you do them, if you have pain somewhere in your body, you can reduce that pain dramatically with these circles. Now, for those of you who are new, we have what we call 9 elements. And we talk about the pressure and the tempo and our breathing and our posture and the connections between the circles and the intent and the feedback that we're getting and the pause. And just, again, I'm going to just start off because I want you all really to be clear about the 1 1/4 circles. Now, this is also a connector, a communication. And one of the questions that came up yesterday from someone on Facebook is, Linda, so why are we talking about cellular wisdom? And what is this about cellular wisdom decoded? Well, to catch some of you up in this, for my 30th birthday in 1967, I ordered a $5 astrological chart. And then it said that I would develop a form of communication that would spread around the world. And in order to do so, I would have to learn to trust my intuition. And I just want you to see some of the pieces that came together, because this work has spread around the world. And we have countless people using it, because I have 22 books in 16 languages. And people just find with this simple 1 1/4 circles. Now, that they can reduce fear, which is really important at this time on our planet, and reduce our own pain. And I want to give you a few connectors before we get started with this. The trusting my intuition means that I started listening. And the first piece, because of course my question is, wait a minute, what is this form of communication? What does that mean? I had no idea what it meant. But my first piece came in my Feldenkrais training in the second year, when Moshe Feldenkrais recommended that we read a book called Man on His Nature by Sir Charles Sherrington. And Sherrington was a Nobel Prize winner, and he was enamored by the remarkable wisdom of the body. And he wrote that every cell in the body knows its function in the body. And that's why in my Feldenkrais training in the second year, when I read this, I started seeing our bodies as a collection of cells. And I didn't see it as the nervous system, which is a beautiful Feldenkrais word. And what happened is I had an experience where I was working on a horse, and the horse had been injured and didn't want to be touched in a certain place. And I had a sense of less light in the cells. And it didn't make any sense to me. It's certainly not part of what I'm interested in, because I don't want to see things. I just want to be able to do what any child can do. And this is true with our 1 1/4 circles. But I did see this, and I had an opportunity to sit with Dr. Fritz Albert Popp at the International Institute of Biofeedback, International Institute of Biophysics in Neuss, Germany in 2006. And he gave me a piece to the puzzle that I had been looking for, because we had found by that time that with this 1 1/4 circles that we could reduce our own pain, or pain in an animal, or pain in a person. And I wanted to know, what is this? And when I just showed Dr. Fritz Albert Popp 3 of these circles like this, I did on his shoulder, he said, ah. And I told him about seeing the light in the cells, because that's his work, that's his legacy, is light in the cells. And what he said is that what I had seen, the light in the cells represents the communication between the cells. And that was a key that I had been looking for, because it's that communication in the cells. And what we do is, this body is a collection of, Bruce Lipton calls it 100 trillion cells. And every cell knows its function in the body. And what we have discovered in this connector, this 1 1/4 circles, the connection, we've discovered that that is a connection to that cellular wisdom, or that remarkable genius in every cell in our body. And I have come to find and follow the intuitive steps of this work over the last 50 years. And one of the keys has been this work by Dr. Bruce Lipton in Spontaneous Evolution, when he talks about the communication between the cells. And in our second hour today, Eleanor is going to be talking about how that knowledge allowed her to come out of the incredible pain she was in from the COVID virus. And so this light in the cells, this connection that Bruce Lipton talks about, this amazing, this relationship that every cell, again, he talks about every cell knowing its function and knowing the communication between the cells. And one of the books that has been just finally given me really this answer to this connection, this question, wait a minute, how come we can reduce pain? Because you're going to be hearing about it, and some of you are going to be working with that. Pain in your own body, or lack of connection in the body. And the book that carries this is this book. It's called The Code of Authentic Living, Cellular Wisdom. And this is another one of these incredible people on the planet who have discovered cellular wisdom. And the reason that it was so intriguing to me is that Joan C. King taught cell biology and psychology at the Tufts School of Medicine for 20 years. And she came upon a legend that changed her life. And it's the answer for me of how come we can connect with this cellular wisdom. And what she says, what she writes in this book on page 14, and this is over all these years, what I've found in these books is the validation for this work that just has come through. And what she writes is that the cellular wisdom is made up of energy waves that allow communication and interconnection. Communication between the cells and interconnection. And what we've discovered is that when we open ourselves to making this connection, we're connecting with source energy. Because, wait a minute, like, isn't it obvious? Like, how come I can speak? How come my blood flows? Why does the lymph work? Why can I breathe? I'm not doing anything. What else can it be but the creative force of the universe? And this statement that she makes on page 14, that when we open ourselves to this source energy, when we recognize it, we connect with cellular wisdom. For source energy, which is the divine spark in every cell in our body, is our link to the creative energies of the universe. The creative energies of the universe, I believe, is what allows us with this link to actually reduce our pain. Now, I just want to share with you one of the a letter that I got for my birthday, and it was from a woman, Barb Rout, who's given us a permission, of course, to read this, to share this. And she had been dealing with an old scar. And on Tuesdays, every Tuesday, I come on and I bring in more details of the work. I answer questions, and anybody who has anything that you're dealing with in your body, I work with them and share them, and everybody practices and does work on that part of the body. And this is what so Barb asked me on one of the Tuesdays is, could T-Touch help with old scars and with emotions? And so I asked her if she had the scar and scarring, and yes, it was the answer. It was 20 years old, and it was like really down her middle, and it wasn't comfortable, and she didn't like it at all. So I simply asked her, if your cells could speak to you, what would they say? And she hesitated for maybe 10, 15 seconds. And then she said, they would like me to love them. And that's what we started doing, connecting. It's a whole other story, how connecting, which took quite a while for her over a period of days and weeks to be able to actually touch those scars. And that's what we do, is respecting our bodies, listening to them, learning to feel. That's what I'm going to do, is leading you into a forest today to actually connect with our bodies in a whole different way. And I want you to just hear what Barb shared, because it's, for me, it's like one more miracle, and I never get tired of hearing these, or surprised at, I'm always surprised at hearing these miracles, because we hear them over and over. And what she wrote is, because of T-Touch for me, I now see the beauty in my husband of 40 years, and I do not take him for granted. It's nothing that we ever talked about. It's seeing ourselves and seeing each other as wonders, yeah? As creative wonders of the universe. And it has opened me to love myself and others, and the wisdom of trees and plants and animals and birds. And as I write this, I wonder how this is possible. How is this possible after such a short time? And that's what is possible after such a short time. And what we do in these 4 months is coming together each Sunday and sharing. And Eleanor and Sandy and I each have these parts that we share with you. And then you have a chance to test them and try them out in between. And then Tuesdays, I come on and I'm available, we say for 2 hours, but so far it's not been less than 3.5. It's however long you have questions. So what I would like us to do now is close your eyes, because I'm going to lead us into, actually before you close your eyes, I'm going to lead us into a guided journey into a forest. Now, the reason we're doing this is we, in 1984 and 1985, and Eleanor was there in, I can't remember which year you were there, 84, 85, and again in 2009, and that's when Sandy was there in 2009, when we did studies with Anna Wise from the Bio Institute of Institute of Biofeedback. And what we discovered is that with the circle and a quarter, one of the things that's happening is that we are getting an activation in both hemispheres of the brain, in what Anna Wise calls the awakened mind state. And this is one of the reasons that we feel we just love to share this work with you so much, because when you start doing these T-touches on yourself or others or your animals, we activate both hemispheres of the brain. The beta brain waves, which we need for logical thinking. We couldn't be here together if we didn't have that. the alpha, which is necessary to connect the conscious and the subconscious, and the theta, which is our connection to the divine consciousness. It's our connection to the quantum field and to delta, no, this deep, deep place within us. Now, what we discovered, now, why is this important that we activate both hemispheres? Because first of all, we can't be here if we can't activate that left brain. And what's thought is that left brain is activated by numbers or by methods. And we have a very specific methods, the pressure and the tempo and the that we use. And when I am, and then I, on this imaginary clock, whether it's on our chest, on our forehead, wherever, on this imaginary clock, we place those numbers. Now, when we imagine the clock, imagination activates the right brain. And why is this so important? Because that's what makes us human. The right brain is responsible for our compassion. And this is what we need in order to survive on the planet. It's responsible for our creativity, for our feeling that we feel ourselves, that rather than shut down, as so many of us tend to do, which is a natural thing. If you have parts of your body that are painful to you, we other them, we shut them down. And that's what I'm going to lead you into this forest to look at now. So we've got feeling, creativity, compassion, and intuition. And the definition that I love of intuition is it's the divine consciousness within you. And we can access it just by listening. We, Sunday, put up that picture of that 600-year-old Martin Bay fig tree and me climbing up in it in the 80s. And what I got from this, a message from this tree. And this was the tree, by the way, that Michael Rhodes wrote his first of 22 books, Talking with Nature, because this tree talked to him. And the tree told me, and I'm writing this in my journal, because I'd never talked to a tree before. I simply trusted when Michael sent me out to talk to this tree. And I wrote this down. And basically, the tree said there have been many, many like them on this planet. And they had carried much wisdom, and then came man with his lack of understanding. And I won't go into that part, but the end, what was important is that the tree told me that to recognize the God within is only the start. And this is what we're going to be doing, is recognizing that divine spark in every cell in our body. The tree went on to say, to recognize that God within is only the start, that we, the kingdoms of the plants, the animals, the minerals, and the nature spirits are recognized as one with us, is a key not only to survival, but to heaven on earth. And this message that I keep getting from the wind, from the sea, from the stones, and from this tree, this heaven on earth, is when we recognize this divine spark within each one of us, and that we are one with all of nature. So I'm going to start, normally we start off with doing what we call a heart hug. And what that does is you put one hand over the other in whatever way is comfortable for you. For some, it may be with your fingertips. For some, it may be one hand lightly, and it's lightly cupped, not flat, but lightly cupped over the other. And I like to use this part of my thumb. This fits there really easily. Oops. And then we just imagine the face of a clock. Catch the skin toward the bottom, toward the ground at 6, and this, whichever direction is natural for you. I'm going to go to the right, but if you want to go to left, do it. That's it. I'm going to go Move the skin 1 1/4 circles and a pause. Take a nice deep breath. And again, I'm going to catch with the thumb, 1 1/4 circles. Nice deep breath. Now try the other direction. You may prefer it. No, it's not my direction today. 1 1/4. And take a deep breath. And what that does from the studies that we have done of the brainwaves, it brings us out of this place of stress. How many of us wind up with these looping thoughts? Man, I catch myself with it often. And all I have to do is this 1 1/4 circles and pause. Take a nice couple of nice breaths and smile. Now let's do it again with a smile. Because the smile activates the serotonin, the feel-good hormone. And moving the tissue, the movement of the tissue, activates the oxytocin, the trust hormone. And what this movement does is bring us out of the control of this fight, flight, freeze, fool around, like stress of the limbic system, and brings us to the forebrain, the activation. So we actually have choices. And we can come to that place of peace. And if you now, with your last T-touch here, just very quietly think of some place that you love, somebody, some flower, something for which you are deeply grateful. And just feel that. And so from this place, I am going to invite you to, again, I'm going to leave my hands here on my heart chakra, right in the center for the moment. Make yourselves comfortable, however it is for you. And close your eyes, and I'm going to lead you into the forest. I'm going to just take this journey and imagine, we're going to just imagine, you can shapeshift. You're sitting in a chair, and now we're all going to land just in a beautiful forest with sunlight coming through the trees. We're simply going to gather there. Take some nice deep breaths and imagine that you can smell. What do you smell? I can smell flowers. And a wonderful feeling of richness of the roots of the trees and the earth. And what can you hear? Now, this is your picture. What would you like to hear? Birds. Birds. Ah, some bumblebees. I just love the buzzing of the bumblebees. And what would you like around you? Just paint the type of trees that you would like. These beautiful trees that allows the sunlight just with a beautiful, perfect temperature coming through the limbs of the trees. And we're in a clearing together. Let us walk now. We're going to follow a path. And let's, if you feel comfortable taking off your shoes, imagine you're taking off your shoes and just walking in perfectly wonderful earth or grass that is feeling the breath of the earth. And some of you may want to keep your shoes on and just feel. And smile. I love this Thich Nhat Hanh. Smile at Mother Earth. Just imagine you can feel like just this gentle breath of the earth. Now we're going to gather, we're going to create a clearing here. And in the middle of this clearing is a little bubbling, like a little bubbling water coming up out of the earth onto stones. And around it is a pool, beautiful blue water and bubbling water. And just imagine that water in every cell in your body. We're made up of more than, I said, like 90% water in our cells. Feel that connection to nature. Now we're going to gather around in a circle, and I'd like each one of you to make yourself really comfortable. This is where you can just draw. Bring up, what would you like to sit on? Make yourself really comfortable in our circle here. And under us, oh, interesting. We're actually on an aquamarine crystal under us. And some of you will see other crystals you bring with you. Just imagine that crystalline form. Make yourself very comfortable and just feel a perfect temperature in your body, and dress yourselves in whatever you would like to be the most comfortable. What color would you have on? And I'd like to invite you, when I'm sure those of you who've done this with me before, you already have them, invite any of your animals, your favorite animals, to be around you. They can be gathered all around here. Just who are they here with us? Now, in this comfortable space, I'm going to invite you to imagine that you can just take your hands and out in front of you, form yourself, make a form of yourself. Take your hands and just form like around your head and your shoulders. This is just you out in front of you. And reach out and just put your hands, imagine you can put your hands on your shoulders, your arm, wherever you'd like to. Just a little bit. I just want you to get for just a little bit outside of yourself and see that. And then I'd like you to take your hands and take your right hand and put it on the top of your head and just go down your body to the left side. And very lightly, just the lightest possible circles, go down your body, just touching each part of you that you can easily touch. Just go down your body. And feel your own neck, shoulder, arm. This is you, made up of 100 trillion cells. Every cell knowing its function in your body. Come down on the left side of your chest, down your ribs, your breast, right down the whole center, your whole belly area, hips. And smile at this. And if it's easy for you, go, just bring your leg up if you can. If you can't, just imagine you can touch down here. You can bring your foot up and touch your foot. If not, just imagine you can reach down and you're touching. Feel this. And now I'd like you to take your left hand and go down the other side of your body. These are the outlines of this incredible body. 100 trillion cells working in harmony, as Bruce Lipton writes so beautifully about. Down the side. Just feel. Bring your foot up if you can. If you can't, don't worry at all. Just imagine you can reach down there. Now, I'd like you now to hold up a mirror. This is a magic mirror in front of you. And that mirror can imagine that you can see the light in the cells. And if you could see, like, where in your body, just observe where, like, the parts that you feel really comfortable with, the light will be stronger. Where is that? Just experiment, play around a little bit, explore with this mirror. Wait a minute. Yeah, it's like lighting up the cells. Is it your shoulders, arms? Now, any part of you that is you don't like for one reason or another, and we all have our reasons, or something, some area that's giving you pain, just go there. Where is that? And that mirror has the possibility of shining a light in there. And now find that area and put the mirror down. Oh, take some deep breaths. And very gently, we're just talking to the cells with the lightest possible connection to move the skin. Going over the skin, no, that does not activate the cell communication. Just feel the difference and try first one direction and then the other. Which feels better to you on that area that for one reason or another, you have othered. And you may not be able to touch it directly. Don't feel, if you find an area and you don't want to touch it, no, come off the body, respectfully listen to the body. It says, no, I don't, that's not where I want to touch you, but I will come off the body and do these circles. Now, it doesn't take much, so let's move around and find out, is there another area that would like your attention? And smile at the parts that, wow, this is great. And wait a minute, where is it that, I can't smile in the same way. I don't yet know how to connect with this. And just bring the light in there. Imagine the light. Shine the light on any area where you want to bring attention to it. Now sit quietly and just enjoy. Enjoy this time in this ancient forest. Again, listen to the birds, the bubbling water. Some of you will have animals pushing against you. Nice deep breaths. And smile at your body. And now to see this body that's out there. You still have this sitting out there in front of you. This is your vessel for your soul, for this 100 trillion cells that work in harmony. And when we acknowledge them, when we love them, when we say thank you, wow, this is a miracle. I am a collection of these miracles. Then our immune system is boosted. The light in the cells intensifies. And we can come to a place of peace. Take some nice, nice deep breaths. Feel the breath of Mother Earth just coming into your body. Feel the earth again and feel like the breath of the earth coming up into your body, all the way up, right through the middles. And just imagine that you can take it up to the top of your head and send it out to the universe and around back to the outer edges of the universe and back up through the earth and into you. Smile and activate that feel good hormone, that serotonin. Take a few more breaths and then quietly just come back into your body in your seat where you are sitting or lying in your home and open your eyes. And look around at our fellow travelers. And we're going to invite you to journal this, but at this point, Sandy's going to do that in the third hour. And right now, what I'd like you to do is just, I'd like to have some sharing. What part of your body did you see differently? And it's in the sharing. It's in the sharing that we actually materialize, we actualize what happens to us. And Sandy, I love your voice. If you would come in here and just invite them to put their hand up from the chat or share, who would like to. Yeah,
so you're welcome to write a few things in the chat, something that was particularly moving for you, something that really stood out, what the feelings were as you walked in the forest, as you smelled the smells. Also, you can raise your hand and or unmute yourself so that you can share verbally. And as Linda loves to say often, dare to share. Because it's really makes a difference when you bring your voice and acknowledge out loud and share and get witnessed, and that we get to hear you. And it is such a big deal for us to be visible and vulnerable in this way, especially if you're not used to being heard in these realms, and if you're not used to speaking about these realms.
And we have a raised hand. Do you see it? I can't see the name. It's C-S-U-E-C-R. I don't see a name.
It's Chanel. Hi, Linda, Sandy.
Hey.
Everyone. Hey. Yeah, so I just wanted to share with you because I was really surprised when I held the magic mirror to myself and I looked at me and I thought I must be filled with light. And all I saw was a tiny sliver of light here. And then I felt like consumed with darkness. And I thought, you know, that's what I've been going through. I've been going through a lot of darkness. And if I'm honest with myself, it's been really, really hard this last month. My mom passed away and we had to wait through COVID. And then we had the funeral and it was really hard for me to go. I ran out of gas in the Rocky Mountains, but that was a good thing because I saw the night lights and it was so peaceful and beautiful and surrounded by wild horses. And if it hadn't have happened, but it was so like terrible driving there. And I was filled with so much anxiety and fear and it was a beautiful experience, but I actually had, it's like I went out of my mind and I actually had my hands in my mom's grave and my grandmother's grave and I was reaching down into the grave and my family must have thought I was crazy. But I really wanted to touch my grandmother because I lived with her until I was 5 and, you know, I loved her so much. And she and then my whole family was buried there, like her parents were buried there and back into the early, late 1700s. And my family were early settlers in Alberta. So I just went and I saw my great grandmother's grave too. And I thought, oh, what was I thinking? I should have brought flowers. And my grandmother would have brought flowers to the grave. I know she would have. And so I just, when you said bring the earth into you and the light, and I started doing tea touch around this area that I saw, how could I be filled with so much darkness? This is terrible. And I felt like everybody must be, there must be a lot of people filled with darkness right now. So I just started, and my hands started going out further and further from my body. And I just felt like I was hugging the earth and bringing tea touch and I want to heal the earth and I want everybody to feel better and I want myself to feel this tea touch. And I felt like all of a sudden the light on the right side of my body was lit up, like completely lit up, and the other side was completely dark. And I thought, oh, this is some sort of balance that's happening to me right now. And then I just felt like the earth, and I just said, if I could just concentrate, just really try hard to concentrate on the earth and the breath and to fill myself with that breath, because air is so sacred and water is so sacred and the earth is so sacred and below the earth and below the water and the four layers of heaven and the sky. And then I just felt myself filled with light. And I mean, thank you, Linda, for bringing tea touch to me. I had my first PTSD attack on the way home that I haven't had them. And because of tea touch, I haven't had them for, I don't remember, like 2 months. And all of a sudden I remembered that I had it. And I thought, oh my God, I'm never going to be the same again. This is coming back. And then that's why I wanted to be in this class. And thank you for this class so much, because it's a lifeline for me. And people keep asking me, how long is your class going for? And I said, oh, I think it's going to go on forever. Who knows? Because I hope it does. Because it's teaching me to connect with that inner spark, that divine spark. And if I have that, it's like I can have heaven on earth with everything bad. It's like I don't see it. I feel good. I feel like the light. And I feel like, and then I see posts on Facebook. Not everything's bad. I see posts on Facebook like, Well, you know, in Toronto, and that's a really big city, for the first time, Toronto hasn't had a case of COVID-19 in the hospital. They're bored. They're not doing anything. They're standing around and there's no COVID. So, I mean, that's true. In some areas, there isn't COVID. So I'm trying to
focus on that. Thank you so much. And this, because bringing this up, I don't know about how the rest of you are, but I've been going through the same thing, man. And I hear others are too. This, wow, it's a feeling of all of this and of what's going on around us. And it's so difficult for so many people. And those of us who are blessed, I just keep sending prayers to everyone. And thank you, because this, thank you that you can find your way out of that PTSD. Yeah. Blessings. And it will go on forever. We're forever connected. You know that. Sandy, we see other hands.
Yeah, where's, I'm not seeing them. So if it's not showing up my participant list, so if you you can unmute yourself and start speaking.
If you can't, wave your hand like this and I will see you and unmute you as I scroll through the pages.
Oh, hi. Good.
Gretchen. Oh, okay, Charlotte. And then
oh,
Gretchen.
Sorry. Yeah. Hi. So I did a little intro piece in the write-up in the chat box. I'm not sure if it's been seen, but where shall I start? I felt a lot of contentment. I felt protection. But what's interesting is that I came to this realization that I developed osteoarthritis when I was 30. Well, I was diagnosed at 34. My rheumatologist said I was the youngest person that he's ever seen with osteoarthritis. Usually his patients are in their 50s, 60s. Which made me think, oh, that's cool, but obviously it's not cool. So it was a bit of both. And then I developed fibromyalgia. But the thing is, I healed myself from fibromyalgia, but during that time, my weight just gained, and my personal trainer couldn't understand, even if I was training, why the weight wouldn't drop off, because for a normal person, it should drop off. And this protection that I experienced within this setting, I realized was also the protection I had. That's why I've got this extra weight, which I can't get rid of, because I've been protecting my body through all the stresses and strains that I had endured, hence why I developed the fibromyalgia. And now I feel that this is the time that I can actually let go, and that this extra weight is something that I don't need anymore, because I'm fine as I am. I don't need extra protection. So it's like I put extra layers on myself. So it's a release, I think. I hope that makes sense.
It does make sense, and it's very beautiful. And what you can do normally when I lead you through this, like just feeling your whole body, that what you can add to this is you can make the protection around you so that this is the outline of a vessel that's a container for the soul. It's a container for your 100 trillion divine spark, because every cell is that divine spark. What else? It's the creative energy of the universe. So when you connect with that, and usually I can't believe it, I didn't do this time. I always call in our angels all around us because they're surrounding us. And know that you can give yourself that, you know, activate that amazing cellular wisdom or divine spark that Chanel mentioned, that divine spark in the in the center of every cell in our body. Thank you so much, Charlotte.
Thanks.
Thank you. We'll do one more and then we'll take our break, because we take a 10 minute break every hour so that we can get something to drink, move a little bit. Do we see one more, Eleanor?
Yep, I'm asking Gretchen to unmute herself. There we go. Hi, Gretchen.
Hi, Eleanor, dear.
How are you?
I know. Love you too, dear. And this is lovely. I feel very restored, but I also come with, I broke the triquetrum, I think, bone in my hand 2 weeks ago. So I have been doing T-Touch, just whatever I've gathered, either from Eleanor and watching you, Linda, at the Feldenkrais Summit. So, but today it was very nice being led and to kind of be able to realize the depth, the expansive depth that we can get to. But I, like your guest from, I think, Canada, I was kind of dark. I wasn't seeing that cellular light. I can feel it like energetically, but so I'd like to have that become more clear, and my hand feels good. I have a removable cast, so, you know, I can wash my hair and do all that kind of stuff, go swimming. But I want to heal it fast.
Well, and just what you can do, like through the whole class, just rest your hand in your lap, and yep. Which finger is it?
It's the bone about here. I don't know whether you can see me.
Yep. So what you might do is work just, you know, all around it with the lightest connection you can make that can move the skin. Don't work on it first. And just like make these long lines and then go over and see now if it hurts. Just now.
Do that.
So do the lightest, and just imagine bringing that light, activating that light, that creative energy, no? of the divine universe in every cell. And you'll be amazed how fast it will heal.
And I'm curious, for example, like what I can't do is tote, you know, lift, chop, you know, pressure, that type of thing. Do I keep that in mind while I'm doing T-Touch? Like, giving the cells the idea that to regain that function, find their
remember,
way.
If you think about this, I love this concept of Sir Charles Sherrington, that every cell knows its function in the body. So talk to all the cells around it and just hold, it's going to be perfect.
Yeah.
And the message that we sell, the eighth, for all of you, the eighth, element of the nine elements that we have is intention. And the intention, the message we give to our body is, remember your perfection. That is at the cellular level. Remember your, the concept is to remember this ideal function. It's
yes,
absolutely.
Okay.
And just hold the perfection and focus on what will be possible, not what isn't.
Yeah, exactly. All right. Okay. Thank you.
And Sandy, should we take our break now for 10
yeah.
minutes?
Yes. So it's 11, it's top of the hour. So let's come back in 10 minutes at 10 after the hour.
Perfect. See the light.